Week 2, Thursday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Come before the Lord, singing for joy. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Come before the Lord, singing for joy. Where true love is dwelling, God is dwelling there. Love's own loving presence, love does ever share. Love of Christ has made us out of many one. In our midst is dwelling God's eternal Son. Give him joyful welcome, love him and revere. Cherish one another with a love sincere. It was you who saved us, Lord. We will praise your name without ceasing. Psalm 43. We heard with our own ears, O God. Our fathers have told us the story of things you did in their days, you yourself in days long ago. And to plant them you uprooted the nations, to let them spread you laid peoples low. No sword of their own won the land, no arm of their own brought them victory. It was your right hand, your arm, and the light of your face, for you loved them. It is you, my King, my God, who granted victories to Jacob. Through you we beat down our foes, in your name we trampled our aggressors. For it was not in my bow that I trusted, nor yet was I saved by my sword. It was you who saved us from our foes, it was you who put our foes to shame. All day long our boast was in God, and we praise your name without ceasing. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. It was you who saved us, Lord. We will praise your name without ceasing. Spare us, Lord. Do not let your people be put to shame. Psalm 43 continued. Yet now you have rejected us, disgraced us. You no longer go forth with our armies. You make us retreat from the foe, and our enemies plunder us at will. You make us like sheep for the slaughter, and scatter us among the nations. You sell your own people for nothing, and make no profit by the sale. You make us the taunt of our neighbours, the laughing stock of all who are near. Among the nations you make us a byword, among the peoples a thing of derision. All day long my disgrace is before me, my face is covered with shame. At the voice of the taunter, the scoffer, at the sight of the foe and avenger. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Spare us, Lord, do not let your people be put to shame. Arise, Lord, redeem us because of your love. Psalm 43 concluded. This befell us, though we had not forgotten you, though we had not been false to your covenant, though we had not withdrawn our hearts, though our feet had not strayed from your path. Yet you have crushed us in a place of sorrows, and covered us with the shadow of death. Had we forgotten the name of our God, or stretched out hands to another God? Would not God have found this out, he who knows the secrets of the heart. It is for you we face death all day long, and are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Awake, O Lord, why do you sleep? Arise, do not reject us forever. Why do you hide your face from us, and forget our oppression and misery? For we are brought down low to the dust, our body lies prostrate on the earth. Stand up and come to our help, redeem us because of your love. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Arise, Lord, redeem us because of your love. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. A reading from the Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 9. Moses spoke to the people. He said, "Remember, never forget how you provoked the Lord your God in the wilderness. From the day you came out of the land of Egypt, you have been rebels against the Lord. At Horeb, you provoked the Lord, and the Lord was so angry with you that he was ready to destroy you. I had gone up to the mountain to receive the tablets of stone, the tablets of the covenant that the Lord was making with you. I stayed 40 days and 40 nights on the mountain, eating no bread, drinking no water. The Lord gave me the 2 tablets of stone inscribed by the finger of God, and all the words on them that the Lord had spoken to you on the mountain from the midst of the fire on the day of the assembly. At the end of the 40 days and 40 nights, after he had given me the 2 tablets of stone, the tablets of the covenant, the Lord said to me, 'Leave this place, go quickly, for your people whom you brought out of Egypt have broken faith. They have been quick to leave the way I marked out for them. They have made themselves an idol of cast metal.' Then the Lord said to me, 'I have seen this people, and what a headstrong people they are. Let me destroy them and wipe out their name from under heaven, and make out of you a nation mightier and greater than they.' So I went down the mountain again, and it was blazing with fire, and in my hands were the 2 tablets of the covenant. And I looked, and there you were. You had been sinning against the Lord your God. You had made yourself a calf of cast metal. You had been quick to leave the way the Lord marked out for you. I seized the 2 tablets, and with my 2 hands threw them down and broke them before your eyes. Then I fell prostrate before the Lord. As before, I passed 40 days and 40 nights eating no bread and drinking no water, for all the sin you had committed in doing what was displeasing to the Lord, thus arousing his anger. For I was afraid of this anger, of the fury which so roused the Lord against you that he was ready to destroy you. And once more the Lord heard my prayer. The Lord was enraged with Aaron too, and was ready to destroy him. And I pleaded for Aaron also. That work of sin, the calf you had made, I took and burned and broke to pieces, and grinding it to fine dust, I threw its dust into the stream that comes down from the mountain. So I fell prostrate before the Lord, and lay there these 40 days and 40 nights, for the Lord had said he would destroy you, and I pleaded with the Lord. 'My Lord,' I said, 'do not destroy your people, your heritage, whom in your greatness you have redeemed, whom you have brought out of Egypt with your mighty hand. Remember your servants, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Take no notice of this people's stubbornness, their wickedness, and their sin, so that it may not be said in the land from which you brought us, the Lord was not able to bring them to the land he promised them. It was because he hated them that he brought them out to die in the wilderness. But they are your people, and your heritage, whom you brought out by your great power and your outstretched arm.'" Responsory based on Exodus 32. Moses pleaded with the Lord his God. "Lord," he said, "why vent your anger against this people of yours, let the storm of your anger pass. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to whom you swore to give a land flowing with milk and honey. So the Lord relented, and did not bring on his people the disaster he had threatened. The Lord said to Moses, You have won my favor. You alone do I know above all others. So the Lord relented, and did not bring on his people the disaster he had threatened. A reading from the letters of St. Fulgentius of Rupe. First of all, we should note that to conclude our prayer, we say, Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, but never through the Holy Spirit. It is not for nothing that the Catholic Church is united in this practice, which is founded on the mystery that the man Jesus Christ was made mediator between God and men, a priest for ever after the order of Melchizedek, who, taking his own blood, entered once for all into the holy place, not made with hands, a copy of the true one, but into heaven itself, where, at the right hand of God, he intercedes for us. The Apostle expressed this insight into the priesthood of Jesus with the words, Through him let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God, the fruit of lips that acknowledge his name. Through him, then, we offer a sacrifice of praise and prayer, because through his death we, while we are yet enemies, have been reconciled. For it is through him who deigned to become a sacrifice on our behalf that our sacrifice can be found acceptable in the sight of God. Hence, St. Peter advises us in these words, Like living stones, be yourselves built into a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. That, therefore, is the reason why we say to God the Father, Through Jesus Christ our Lord. When mention is made of the priest, this refers to the mystery of the Lord's incarnation, whereby the Son of God, who, though he was in the form of God, emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, and in that way humbled himself and became obedient unto death. While possessing equality with the Father's divinity, for a little while he was made lower than the angels. For whilst remaining equal to the Father, the Son was made lower in that he deigned to be born in the likeness of men. He it was who lowered himself when he emptied himself, taking the form of a servant. The lowering of Christ is precisely this emptying, and the emptying is none other than his acceptance of the form of a servant. So, whilst remaining in the form of God, Christ is the only begotten of God, to whom, as the Father, we offer sacrifices. But by taking the form of a servant, Christ was made a priest, through whom we can offer a living, holy sacrifice pleasing to God. Nor could we have a sacrifice had not Christ become a victim for us, for in him the very nature of our race became a true and saving sacrifice. When we affirm that our prayers are offered through our Lord, the eternal priest, we profess our faith that the true flesh of our race is in him, according to the words of the Apostle, For every high priest chosen from among men is appointed to act on behalf of men in relation to God, to offer gifts and sacrifices for sins. Hence, when we say, Your Son, and add, Who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, we call to mind that unity which belongs to the nature of the Father and the Son and the Spirit. And we profess that it is one and the same Christ, one in nature with the Father and the Holy Spirit, who exercises the priestly office on our behalf. A responsory based on Hebrews 4. Let us be confident in approaching the throne of grace. We shall receive mercy from the Son of God and find grace to help us in time of need. For it is not as if we had a high priest incapable of feeling our weakness with us. We shall receive mercy from the Son of God and find grace to help us in the time of need. Let us pray. Almighty God, ruler of all things in heaven and on earth, listen favourably to the prayer of your people and grant us your peace in our day. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.